नमः गणपति इज द गॉड ऑफ ऑल गॉड्स दैट्स व्हाई वी प्रे टू हिम ही ऑलवेज आंसर्स प्रेयर्स लुकिंग टू हेल्प ह्यूमैनिटी देयर इज अ वेरी ऑस्पिशियस टाइम coming on April 14th. Doesn't matter whether you are in India, it is April 14th. Here also, in the US also, you will celebrate on your 14th. What's going to happen? The sun is going to get into Aries. That is actually the beginning of the new year, not January 1st, when the sun moves into Aries, the first sign of the zodiac. And this year, which is 2025, April 14th, is very auspicious time for spiritual people. For people who are by nature righteous and God-fearing, is the best time. And for other people, there are lessons to learn, and I don't want to talk about that. So far as for the spiritual community, for the God's people, this is the most important time, especially this upcoming new year. It's a year that which gives you the solution for all your problems. The solution for all your problems, the problems are due to our identity with our ego, with our karma, with our body and mind. And we are tormented by thoughts, emotions, diseases in the body. So that reality should come to an end and we should be liberated.
Girish Sound, WhatsApp audio.
And when I just said liberated, the phone rings. So that's a very good sign. That is a very good sign. You will be liberated, or we will be liberated on that day. So on that day, I decided to do a program of how we can tap into this energy, how we can experience this solar light. The solar light is just simply not the physical light from the sun. The light from the sun is also the light that gives you enlightenment, that will help you to transcend your body, transcend your mind, transcend your ego, and then be identified with your true self, which is light. So today, where I am going to chant the Gayatri Mantra, that most of you know already. Om Bhurvavasvah Tat Savitur-varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yohana Prachodayat. We'll explain this to you word by word and then help you to experience that. And beyond that, I'm going to talk about the importance of the sun, especially for the year 2025. The sun is going to help the world to move from darkness to light, from ignorance to intelligence, from bondage to liberation. And he is the one, I am using the word he, meaning that he is a being. is a male. Gayatri is called a female because of the power of the god is in the sound, Gayatri. How to access him through your body? There are specific locations in the body, in the subtle body, where you can access the sun god. When I say the sun god, scientists and people living in the 21st century thinking that was an old concept, superstitious concept. There is no god or sun. The sun is there, that it is only a star. That is undoubtedly a very limited understanding. The sun has been understood by people who lived in contact with the universe as a divine being. Apollo is a god. I've been to many places, even in South America. They were in touch with the sun god. We are coming into this golden age where we will get beyond our rational intelligence, our logical mind, our linguistic understanding, and we will be in touch with the universe. That is why I decided to do the program. Because on the day we are going to be in touch with the god sun, not simply chanting his mantra, but experiencing him in our body and praying to him to help us. And he is willing to do that. And that is the day we should not miss. So I will be teaching the methods used by various traditions, how they were able to connect with the divine, connect with the sun. I experimented it in many places all over the world. I was in Greece, and I was able to experience Apollo, the sun god. We went to the oracle in Egypt, in South America, and ever so many sunspots, sun temples in India. And I will combine all the knowledge I gained over a period of time, a personal experience. And sun and myself are very connected, because my name Bhaskara, or Bhaskaran in Tamil, is one who produces light. That's what it means, Bhaskara, one who gives light. So I was named after the sun god, Bhaskaran, or Bhaskara. So that is what I will be doing on April 14th. So don't miss the time of collective prayer. That's the time of collective prayer. I want to invite all of you to come and join me to pray to the god of sun beyond its power as solar light. So, I want to invite you once again for this event. God bless.